Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Basketball analyst who covers college basketball as well as anybody in the country, Jeff Goodman, one of the best in the business. Jeff, most people are saying that it looks like Banchero will go to the Rockets. As we said, the forward out of Duke, I know you watched him a lot. I listened to a lot of your podcasts in the Final Four leading up to it, and I know you watched him a ton. Does he have a chance to be the best player, a realistic chance to be the best player in this draft?
Hell yes, absolutely. Like, it wouldn't shock me at all if Paolo becomes the best player, and I think he'll be the best player early, meaning next year, because he is 6'10 and a half, 255 pounds, and where Chet Holmgren is going to have trouble just getting and staying on the court, and even Jabari Smith, who's 6'10, 220, is going to have trouble, you know, with the physicality of the NBA. This kid's not only going to not have trouble, he's going to be bigger and stronger than most of the people that he goes up against. He does not look like, you know, he's 20 years old. He's a man child. And I've compared him to Chris Webber over the last few years since I first saw him. And I first saw him after his sophomore year of high school. And I actually ended up seeing him at a high school game also out in Seattle at O'Day. And I just love what he can do, his versatility. Again, you know, he can back down a dude in the post if he wants to. He can face up and shoot the three, not with regularity yet, but I think that'll get there. He can drive guys. He can finish above the rim. There's just not much he can't do.
Jeff, what about the intangible aspect of the kid? I mean, because, look, he's coming to a program, an organization here, if he gets drafted by the Rockets, assuming, or hell, I guess if he gets drafted by any of the top three, that he's going to a program where, let's be honest, it's not –
they're not good.
They're not good. There's dysfunction a lot of the times. The situations aren't ideal. What about him from an intangible standpoint with your experience?
I like him. I don't know if he's ever going to be like a leader type. You know, he's not the most vocal kid in the world. Neither is Jalen Green. You know, like those two, though, if you put some good veterans around them, and that's going to be the next step if you draft him, right, is, you know, those two, let them grow. And can they be kind of like a Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown type? That's kind of what I would compare them to, is can they be that, you know, Batman and Robin type, that they're both, you know, one becomes a legitimate top 10 player in the NBA, the other's a fringe all-star. And, you know, then you surround them with good, solid veterans like the Celtics have done in Boston, with like Al Horford has been awesome. And then some of the other pieces, you know, around them. So I think this is a great start. If you have Jalen Green and Paolo Banchero to build around, and then, you know, let's see what they do with 17 tonight. I don't know what they're going to get there or if you trade it, but I think the bigger key is, you know, what do you do with John Wall's deal? Can you move him? I don't know how you can for four. I mean, you're going to have to absorb a lot of it.
Yeah. Jeff Goodman joins us. And, Jeff, speaking of 17, they've got two more picks there in the first round, 17 and another one in the early 20s there. What are players maybe outside of the top 10 that could be really good, helpful parts there that are maybe under the radar that we're not hearing about?
You know, I love a kid. Dalen Terry is a kid out of Arizona, sophomore, who's, you know, again, you're looking for like those versatile. This is a horrible point guard draft, guys. Atrocious. like, and the position's not great in the NBA to begin with right now. So, you know, there's not much there in terms of point guards. Maybe the one guy I could see them taking a shot on is a Ty Washington. He's a combo guard who was at Kentucky last year, and he's 6'3", 200, not a great, great athlete, but has good feel for the position. Just didn't play the position a ton, played off the ball more because Kentucky had a kid named Sabir Wheeler who was a pure point who couldn't shoot but was a distributor. I really like Ty. I think he'll go in that 17, you know, somewhere in that 17 to 22 range. I think Dalen Terry is a great defender, versatile wing, and you're going to need some defense. You know, that's the other thing right now. You're going to need some defense for Houston. You know, maybe Tari Eason, kid who transferred from Cincinnati to LSU, had a great year last year. E.J. Liddell is another guy I think goes in that range, and he's a versatile forward from Ohio State who just got better and better and better. And then maybe big falls, maybe like a legitimate one of these, you know, Mark Williams from Duke. I don't think Jalen Duren does, but maybe Houston can package those two and move up to get one of those guys, and they're both big-time rim protectors.
Jeff, we had Ryan McDonough on, I guess, last hour, and I know you've had him on your Field of 68 podcast. Yeah, man, it was great. And he said he felt like with those two draft picks, if the Rockets did want to package and move up, they could potentially move up to the 10 to 14 range. You mentioned a couple of guys, you know, there. Is there – I got a two-part question. Is there
there's
anybody,
a difference.
Yeah, you mentioned 17. 10 to 14 is a little difference. Is there anybody in that range that you could say, hey – That's somebody worth jumping for?
Yeah, like to me, there's a few guys. Then you're going to get a big-time shooter with size. You know, then 10 to 15, you're going to get an A.J. Griffin from Duke who shot 42% from three, I think, this past year as a freshman, which is really impressive. And Ochai Agbaji, who's he won a national title at Kansas, and he's a perfect 3-and-D guy, or a Malachi Branham, who's a freshman coming out of Ohio State, who's just a big-time scorer, shooter as well. So that's where you kind of get in that 10 to 15 range. You get to those guys that, to be honest, are a little more skilled scorers that I think are going to go in that range, and then you're going to be left with a lot of the projects. Like a kid like Jalen Williams is a junior from Santa Clara. He could be good. Blake Wesley, freshman from Notre Dame, he could be good. I just think you're talking about guys that are probably more second-contract guys. And if I'm Houston, I'd love a guy like Ochai Agbaji. I know I can put him out there now. I know he's going to make shots. He's going to guard. He's an intangible guy. He's a winner. He just won a national – was the best player on a team that won the national title. So I would love to have a guy like that if I'm Houston.
Hey, Jeff, if Banchero's gone at one or two, who should – as Rocket fans, who should we hope either falls or who outside that top three could sneak into the top three that Houston would pick there if Banchero's gone?
I mean, Dayton Ivey's the one guy that you could see crack in the top three, but, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, you know, to me, that you're choosing between Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren. If you're Houston, you're actually in the perfect position.
Yep.
Because you're going to get – I think you're going to get Paolo, but if you don't, you're going to get a really good player. The drop-off comes after three, from three to four. And to be honest, whoever's three doesn't have that same pressure that the number one pick is going to have. And they're going to have a little bit of a chip in their shoulder. And I know Paolo will. Trust me, if he doesn't get taken number one, which he's likely not going to, he's going to have a chip for the rest of his career every time he watches Jabari or Chet.
Give us your breakdown of Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren real quick. If the Rockets get either of the two other than Banchero, as a Rockets fan, what are we getting?
I'm really listening on Chet.
All right, so I'll start with Jabari. Jabari, the comparisons to Kevin Durant are insane, insanely ridiculous, okay? Like, I just don't even want to hear it. It's stupid. I think the better comparison is Rashard Lewis in his prime.
That's a good one.
Rashard Lewis was a hell of a player, 6'10", same height as Jabari, could shoot the heck out of the ball, shot about 39% from his career for three. That's a fair comparison. Chet, here's my best comparison, guys. And I know everybody's saying, like, Porzingis. He's not the shooter Porzingis is, and he's so much better defensively. Like, it's another dumb comparison. The best comparison is Anthony Davis, and here's why. Wow. Okay, they can both put it on the floor and make plays. They can both shoot it from the perimeter. They can both block shots, alter shots, run the court. They're both thin. Here's the difference. Now, the other similarity is both body builds. AD's been hurt quite a bit, and he's got a better body than Chet does. The difference is Chet's 188 pounds, and when you look at him, you say to yourself, I don't think he can put on the same weight that Anthony Davis. You looked at his shoulders, you were like, he's going to be able to fill out. He's gonna gain 30 pounds. With Chet, you look at him and you say, why, how is he going to gain 30 pounds? I don't see it. So you worry about his long-term durability because of all that, and you worry about his short-term effectiveness because, frankly, if you try to put him in the court next year and put him against some of these bigs in the NBA, they're going to drive him to the rim.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, man, we appreciate you jumping on with us. A big night tonight, and I was hoping the Rockets would get Banchero anyway, and he feels to me the most NBA ready guy.
Oh no! If you get Paolo at number three, you should. I mean, Clint's going to be drinking anyway. Have a couple extra ones. Make sure Mama has a few too. All right.
Oh no! No question about it. Hey, real quick, man, tell the folks where Field of 68, where we can find your work, man.
Yeah, just at Goodman Hoops on Twitter. Stadium, Field of 68, a little bit of both. And we got a show tonight on Stadium. Shams Charani, the best breaking news guy in the NBA. Myself, Pat Garrity, played in the league, was an exec in the league. Cam Smith and Max Strus, who started for the Miami Heat this year in the playoffs. So should be a good show.
All right, Jeff, appreciate you jumping on with us, man. Enjoy the draft tonight.
You got it. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that's Jeff Goodman, Stadium there, who works there. He's covered college football or college basketball, for a long time.
I don't know how, and I do some stuff with Jeff on his Field of 12. We do the football version of what they do with the Field of 68. But he and his crew.
I need to get on that college basketball version.
They're on the floor.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they were.
I've been with the network, and I've been with different high level. Media teams, and it's like, hell, it's hell getting on the floor with them. And I look down, and Goodman and his crew, he ain't just him. He's got six guys on the damn wood.
The final four, they were right down.
Yeah. There. I'm like, what is Goodman doing? And then he pops off about the Razorbacks, and he gets my mom going on his ass. So we've nicknamed him Goody. So when mom gets after Goody and gets to telling him she's going to whoop that ass, they go, she's actually been on his podcast.
I'm gonna come over there and whoop that ass.
I heard she was nice.
She softened up. We're working on that.
She was nice.
We're working on that.
Nice, Linda.
Yeah, she softened up. It wasn't her finest moment.
Yeah.
We're working through some things.
That's how she gets when she's around me for the most part. Clint Sterner riding the show. Tyler Milner producing this thing. Clint, this was interesting. I'm just scrolling through the Twitter world. I see the story. Farrell Brown thinks he's going to be an All-Pro this season. I said, hold on, what? Farrell didn't say that himself. I read the story there. Yep, Farrell said the game has just slowed down and understanding all the fine line details now. Obviously, that's good because he had some issues with some of the details when it came to the snap count often last year and holding. And he said the changes of that happening will only make the tight end believe that he will be, as he said, this is going to help me become an All-Pro this season. This is going to help me become an All-Pro this season. Tight end Farrell Brown, a guy that you have backed,
yeah.
A guy that you have been on.
Yeah, I'm with Farrell, no question. Not with that
line,
comment, but I'm with
Farrell. Fine line details. That's going to help me become an All-Pro.
Yeah. Look, just commenting on the quote that I see. I don't have any context in front of me. But ultimately, this is the one thing that you would rather Farrell Brown not say. Like I just there's something about a player that hasn't done anything yet, being humble, keeping his nose down, and grinding. And not making comments like this. It's one thing to have goals of being the best tight end in the game. I totally get that. But when you start talking about things that you're doing right now are going to help you be an all-pro this year, like not in 5 years, but like this year, before you ever like solidify as a starter for a team or solidify as a pro that can go the entire season without pre-snap penalty problems or just penalty problems keeping you off the field or limiting your snap count. I'm not a big fan of these kinds of comments. Again, I don't know the context in which he was said. That line could have been pulled from anywhere in a conversation with this particular reporter. So I don't want to be too harsh. I'm not a big fan of, you know, folks predicting that they're going to be Pro Bowlers or all pro players or telling people that they're leaders or telling people that they're great. I feel like you should show up and just let your work and let your production prove that.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like his headspace should be in the place of all pro this year. Feels like his headspace should be in the space of, I understand goals, but the focus needs to be, man, I got to make sure I can stay in the league.
I agree.
Can I be the best tight end on this team?
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, what you don't ever want to be is a guy that thinks he's a lot better than he really is. And now I can't relate because I've never been as gifted as a guy like Farrell Brown is. If tangibly Farrell Brown, if his production ever matches his potential and his tangible skill set, then you got a guy that's going to be in this league for a long time. Will not need to tell people how good he is. I don't know if he's going to be all pro because, I mean, hell, that's one a year, I think. You know, you're talking about a guy that has a crazy athletic, crazy gifted skill set. If he can ever just stay on the field, his production, I believe, will match that, and you'll get a starting tight end in this league. However, he's never done that, and
he's coming off his career highs last year, 23 catches for 171 yards.
What you risk here is
most of that happened in the first game,
right? What you risk here is becoming that player that thinks he's really good but hasn't ever done anything or is nowhere near as good or as talented or as productive as his belief in himself is. And there's a lot of those guys out there. You don't want to be. I played with a couple of those guys in Dallas, really good guys, really good players, but just carried themselves in a way as if they were Pro Bowlers before they ever pissed a drop. That's not a real good look, and it's not going to last long in the league. I don't think GMs like it. I don't think coaches like it, and ultimately I don't think teammates like it. So I'm not saying that Farrell Brown is all those things because I don't have any context around what was said, but that particular comment in a vacuum for me, I think Farrell Brown at this point in time should stay away from.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, man, make this team, baby. Stay on this team.
That's right.
See if you can be better than Brevin Jordan. See if you can be on the field outside of him. All right, coming up, this is the hour, the 5 o'clock hour, your chance, your final chance this week to win a pair of tickets to see Garth Brooks as the stadium tour concludes here in Houston August 6th at NRG. Be the first caller when you hear I've Got Friends in Low Places. When you hear Tyler play that, don't wait. Call in 713-572-4610. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. Big, big night in Houston all over the place, including up in New York. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.